Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
A lot of folks in the agriculture community that were early supporters of Donald Trump, not happy at all about the idea that Heidi Heitkamp, the senator from North Dakota, a Democrat, might be given the job of Secretary of Agriculture. Her name being mentioned prominently by the Politico website. And according to Politico, there's also major pushback going on right now over the idea of the Democratic Senator being given the USDA slot. The political, of course, justification for that is that it would leave open her seat in the Senate, and it would be a easy pickup or a good chance for a pickup for the GOP of another U.S. Senate seat. Something that supporters of Donald Trump say would be very important in the first couple of years of his presidency. However, Senator Heitkamp clearly populist in some of her views on animal agriculture issues, including support for mandatory country of origin labeling. She's also a supporter, according to Steve Dittmer with Agribusiness Freedom Foundation, of the other major headache for free market agriculture, refusing to die in the waning days of the Obama administration, a resurrection of J. Dudley Butler's GIPSA rule. And it's not just folks tied to animal agriculture. Gary Bays, who's a lawyer in D.C. who helped the Trump campaign build a network of rural supporters, says, "I was blindsided, as was everyone on the Trump Agricultural Advisory Committee who's contacted me." He says there is pushback, and it's strong. She wasn't out there supporting Trump. She wasn't making contributions to the campaign. Why would you do this? At this point, no indications that Heitkamp has been offered the job, no indications that she would take the job if offered. Secretary of Agriculture going to be one of the last posts filled in the Donald Trump cabinet. That is for certain. Oklahoma State University's Food and Ag Product Center has come up with a list of the hottest food trends for the coming year, for 2017. At the top of their list, they say consumers are very interested in reducing food waste. They say, according to the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, approximately 33% of the food in the U.S. is wasted. Foods previously considered too ugly to eat, and the scraps from fruits and vegetables will be used instead of discarded. Cook and connect is another of their trends. They say, why should you dine alone when you can eat with strangers? Apps and websites connecting strangers over a home-cooked meal are increasing in popularity. Websites like EatWith provide an opportunity to enjoy multiple courses while networking with a group of people you don't know. Third on their list, something called Wake and Cake. Life is short. They say a lot of folks are thinking about eating dessert first, including at breakfast time. Some of the food trends from the Food and Ag Product Center of OSU. You've got farm news on Ron.
Early bird pricing's been extended through December. Save up to $150 on the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference in Salina, Kansas. It's January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions from 37 top speakers on soil health, plus keynote addresses and the popular trade show. Presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, AgroLiquid, and Needham Ag. Register and get all the details at notill.org.
That's your farm news. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.